special policy uncertainty has been linked to declining investment. And just last week, we did have Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana talk about needing to stimulate local investment, that it needs to come first before trying to attract foreign investors. Well, TFG has been pursuing a strategy of local investment, and its most recent move has been to acquire Granny Goose and Cotton Traders, looking to drive local manufacturing investment in South Africa. Shani Naidu, who's Group Retail Director at TFG, joins us now. Shani, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, like I say, TFG's put focus on local manufacturing capabilities and enhancing that pipeline. What does Granny Goose and the associated manufacturer Cotton Traders now bring into your stable?
Thanks, Alicia. Well, we're very excited to welcome Granny Goose and Cotton Traders to TFG. As you know, At Home is one of the brands in the TFG stable, and we do beautiful linen already, and duvets and pillows and everything for the bedroom. And what Granny Goose and Cotton Traders does is allows us to manufacture all of that in South Africa, and also allows us to do a lot more than we currently do, because we are able to now expand the range into much more for the customer, and gives us an opportunity to do some unique products that we were not able to do in South Africa before.
It comes at a time, Shani, when the spotlight is on South Africa's cost competitiveness, given rising input costs like electricity for one, but also raw material input. So how are you rating South Africa's cost competitiveness? Because that comes to bear on the kind of investments you're making here.
Sure. We believe that in the market segment that we are trading, that our customers want exceptional quality, and we are able, with the Granny Goose Cotton Traders relationship, provide good quality for the customer, but also good value. We still believe that if you have the right products and you have a ready market, and if you're able to manufacture just in time, which the South African opportunity and South African local manufacture gives you, you are still able to give the customer what they want, not have a product that is not affordable to the local customer, but allow yourself to have a supply chain that is not lagging in any way. I think the key for us is that the demand is here in South Africa, and we want to manufacture just in time for the customer and advance that level of offer we give to our customer.
Having said that, are you, Shani, having to plow further investment into things like power generation capabilities, for example, in order to enhance your competitive edge as a manufacturer operating in South Africa?
No, we don't need that in this factory. The factory is already well equipped. There's significant equipment in the factory. What we will do is optimize the factory, because we will put more demand through that factory. And because At Home already has 100 stores across the country, this factory will now be able to do all the At Home product, whereas before we were buying just a small portion. So we won't be requiring to put any investment of that kind into the factory.
So as it stands, how does it translate? I mean, what kind of margins are you able to extract relative to what you're extracting from imported product?
So currently the imported product gives us significant margin at some of the more entry-level products, but at the high-level product, this will give us a chance to have similar margins. Also allows us to bring new product and product extensions. And I think it's, when you talk about margins, it's also about what you can offer, because it's what you, how you price in the market. If you have unique product that is unique, that cannot be compared, we are able to do that now with Cotton Traders, so we can get similar margins in South Africa.
You talk about catering product to demand, Shani. Give us a sense of the local supply chain that you're dealing with right now. I mean, has something like COVID disrupted or enhanced some of the progress on that front locally?
Well, we've had quite significant impact, because, as you know, the supply chains have been affected. So stockouts have been common in this particular area, the linen and bedding area. We've found that relying on supply chains that have factories far away from South Africa is in fact impacted negatively. So what this allows us to do is to have the advantage of time to have the local production on our doorstep and to ensure that we have the product when we need it. So it gives us an opportunity to manage that risk.
How much growth are you targeting, and how does that shift TFG's local content versus imported product?
So I think at the moment, when we talk about bedding and linen, we will end up being 80% local in TFG at home. So we will be able to produce not only our duvets, pillows, and inner product, but we will also be able to do more of the linen now through that factory, whereas before that component was some of that component was imported. So it will be about 80% of our bedroom offer will be local.
Overall, and before I let you go, Shani, how many sustainable jobs do you see the strategy creating?
Well, we already will take on 235, so around that number of people with the Granny Goose retail as well as the Cotton Traders factory. We will continue to expand the factory as we bring more lines on stream. I believe that as we expand and as we expand the offering, we would aim to double the component or the labor in the factory. So around another 200 jobs potentially can be created. However, it also depends on how the demand will work and whether we can have the factory operating more effectively in terms of what they already do. But we do believe that we will be bringing on more teams into that factory.
Let's leave it there, Shani. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That was Shani Naidu, who's Group Retail Director at TFG.